I'm Kira from Katona, New York.
I'm Jen from Oakland.
The Sound of Young America is an independent production
supported by listeners like you and me.
If you'd like to support the show like I did, visit MaximumFun.org
and click on Donate.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. This week's show comes to you live on tape from the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. My guests are Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor. They're the creators of Drunk History. This is what they do. They take one of their comedy buddies and they get them super, super wasted. And then they have them tell a story from history that they're really passionate about. Then they edit together the footage of their super drunk buddy and surprisingly famous actors who are portraying the characters in the story. Here's a clip of Duncan Trussell after having drank a six-pack of beer and half a bottle of absinthe trying to tell the story of Tesla and Edison. In the film, Tesla and Edison are portrayed by John C. Reilly and Crispin Glover.
Nikola Tesla was the father of Western technology. For everything we know is like modern electricity, Tesla invented that. He also invented wireless technology. He invented the radio. Supposedly, one day, he was taking a walk in a park, and he suddenly experienced this tremendous flash of light. And he saw in his mind the perfect blueprint of an engine that would create something called alternating current. And that was when he was like, I have to go to the United States to meet Edison. I'll meet Edison. So Tesla sailed across the ocean, found Edison, who at the time was like the king of electricity. Edison was like, oh, all right, well, I guess you can work for me. And his job was digging ditches for Edison.
Jeremy Connor, Derek Waters, welcome to the Sound of Young America.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
So, Derek, you're the creator of this operation. What was the genesis of this idea of getting a friend of yours drunk and having them tell a story from history? Because it's not something that, you know, naturally leaps to mind.
Right, right. Well, it's definitely an operation that we do together. But the idea originated with a good friend of ours, actor Jake Johnson, who played Aaron Burr in the Alexander Hamilton story. One night, him and I were drinking and talking about music, which is a common theme when people get drunk, I've heard. And we were talking about Otis Redding and how much we loved his music. And Jake was just like, you know, when he got on that plane that crashed, he knew he was going to die. Like, what are you talking about? He looked at his wife right before he got on the plane. He's like, goodbye, baby. Take care of yourself. And she was like, I will, Otis. You take care of yourself. And then he was like, no, I'm serious, baby. Take care of yourself. And it was just the stupidest story that I knew wasn't true. So I was thinking it'd be kind of cool to film him doing that thing and then getting, you know, imagining Otis Redding having to, like, do what this guy's saying happened in that moment of history. Like, you're describing this guy's death. It's not true. Like, but you have no way to prove it. Maybe it did happen. The only thing that you can prove is history because it's, quote, documented in history books. So Jeremy and I filmed the first night when we filmed the guy Mark Gagliardi. We filmed two guys.
Yeah, we actually filmed another friend.
There's another guy that you'll never see, but a very sweet guy.
But that was when we realized actually what the premise was, because at first we asked this guy. We asked two guys if they would talk about something. And the first guy, we said, will you talk about Ben Franklin? He didn't know a lot about Ben Franklin. And
he knew a little.
Yeah, but we asked him to look it up, sort of do some research. And that was funny. That was funny. But we went to Mark Gagliardi's, and he asked us, he said, can I please talk about Alexander Hamilton? I know so much about him. And he just went off, and we immediately realized, oh, this is about someone who knows this story.
But just the idea of – I love reenactments, but people having to reenact stuff that they know isn't true. So a lot of times it's fun to, you know, make – especially in the first one was make this person look like they're struggling. Like, I really have to act like Alexander Hamilton had a cell phone. You know, like, but this is what the kind of picture, not to sound artsy fartsy, but like, you know, marionette, and the narrator is controlling, you know, the reenactors.
You actually have the actors who are reenacting these historical scenes lip syncing along to this slurred, drunken dialogue that's being provided to them by the narrator. Was that always the plan? Like, was there ever a point where you were going to have the actors talk for themselves?
No, but there were times where, like, you get someone like Crispin Glover and one of the coolest voices ever, and you're kind of like, man, it would kind of be cool to hear. Because, like, we were talking about it earlier, like, some actors, like, do it out loud. Like, all we have is, like, Jeremy, like, has it on a loop, like, each scene. And so they're just replaying that scene. So the actors are just hearing that, like, you know, 10, 15 seconds of dialogue. And they either say it out loud or say it to themselves. Crispin Glover would do it, like, 10 times in a row. And it was just, like, watching your favorite robot ever, like, go back and forth. Like, oh, my God, this is insane. And it's just been an awesome opportunity to I don't know how the heck we get to work with these people. It's really, really cool.
It must have been amazing when these people started signing up for these things. You guys are you know, esteemed certainly in the alternative comedy community, but you're hardly Judd Apatow, and you were pretty much right out of the box with, you know, your Michael Cera's and your Jack Black's, and these films that you're running here at Sundance feature John C. Reilly, Don Cheadle, Crispin Glover, Will Ferrell, and Zooey Deschanel.
Not to name drop. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, well, you know, it's what happens when you put it on Craigslist. You know, people come out of the woodwork. Go ahead.
The first one, we were just Michael. Michael.
And, yeah, and he always liked the idea and wanted to do it. And I only wanted to be one thing for do a show at UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade theater in Los Angeles, and a monthly show. Like, let's make a video. This would be cool. I have this idea. Let's see how it plays. And kind of just only have it on the DVD. Like, I'm still a little anti-internet, but then I was really like, man, we can make this DVD. And just kind of like how Foot Fist Way was such a cool underground DVD that no one really knew who these guys were, and just like trying to have something like that, but nothing happened. They were like, put it on the internet, and then a million people watched it, and then it's still like, okay, that's cool, we're done. And then Jeremy works with Jack Black, and Jack Black said he wanted to be Ben Franklin, and
yeah, he
can't say no.
He loved the first one and asked us, like, can I be in one? So that was easy.
Was he looking specifically to be Ben Franklin?
Yeah.
America's greatest American, right?
That was one that we never told anyone to research. We just had to find someone that we knew we were going to do Ben Franklin, just who knows the most about him. But all the other ones have just been like, I love who this person is, drunk. What do you want to talk about? And then we'll figure out the rest.
Do you have to do research? I mean, one of my favorites was the very charming and funny comedian Jen Kirkman.
Favorite and a good friend here, right?
Absolutely. And her performance as a drunken narrator was so charming and winning.
Mm-hmm.
And her passion for the issues shone through her inability to say words.
Yeah, we had to bring her back. That's why we brought her back.
She's the drunk. She's the narrator in Drunk History, Douglas and Lincoln.
So how do you audition somebody for how well they're going to tell a story when they're super wasted?
You don't. Well, Jen, I've hung out with wasted before, and I love her sober way. She's not shy. She'll tell you how she feels, and when she tells you how she feels, she's very passionate about it. And I think that's like the core of what like we try to do is when someone's passionate about something and trying so hard, that's really fun to watch someone to believe in something so much, whether they're being able to tell it or not. And then the struggle of it just makes it funny. And you kind of, especially Jen, you root for her because you like her so much.
It's the Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. On Thursday, February 25th, the Sound of Young America presents Laugh Night in downtown Los Angeles.
It's a comedy taping for The Sound of Young America, and it's also a benefit for the kids' art programs at ArtShare. For $8, you can check out 6 amazing comedians, Greg Barrett, Don Glover, Karen Kilgariff, James Adomian, Holly Mills, and Nick Adams, all hand-picked by The Sound of Young America. And 100% of the dollars you pay at the door go to pay for free arts classes for kids and teenagers in downtown L.A. For more information or to make your reservations, go to MaximumFun.org/laughnight. That's MaximumFun.org/laughnight. And I hope we'll see you on Thursday, February 25th. It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guests, Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor, are the creators of Drunk History. Here's what they do. They get a comedy friend, super wasted, and then have them tell a story from history. Then they use super famous actors to reenact the drunk guy's narration. Here's a clip from one of their internet shorts. It's Eric Falconer explaining Benjamin Franklin's discovery of electricity, as reenacted by Jack Black.
Today we're going to talk about Ben Franklin. The most discussed Franklin adventure was the kite in the lightning storm. He flew a kite in a lightning storm and discovered electricity. I believe Franklin had his son William prove this point, not himself. William Franklin was a dick. He was a kid who had a famous rich father who didn't give a shit about his father. I believe Franklin was sitting down at dinner with William. Franklin's fucking nuts at this point. He says, "Holy shit, William, there is a fucking lightning storm happening right now, outside. Come with me." William's like, "What the fuck?" Franklin says, "I believe that thing in the sky is the same thing that happens when you touch metal after rubbing your feet on a carpet." William's like, "I will come with you only because you're my dad. I don't think you're right. I don't think that electricity comes from nature."
I'm gonna have to throw up.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Alright.
You can film me throwing up if you want.
Everyone drinks, I said, you know, to the point of drunkenness, but really, really excessively. They're visibly, almost dangerously drunk. Like it's like watching people at, you know, at a, like a University of Alabama football game or something like that. Just people are just super, super wasted. Do you encourage people to become super wasted, or is that somehow a natural byproduct of the historical storytelling process?
Jesse, I promise you, if you saw someone do this half drunk, it would not be funny. It would just not be funny. I mean, because they're trying to be funny, but once it's like, I'm out of it, but I still know this story, and I'm going to try as hard as I can to tell it. Funny things happen, but yeah, we've made some where people aren't that drunk or too drunk, and you can't understand a word they're saying.
One of the things that distinguishes many of the shorts that I've seen is just some spectacular vomiting. I get the impression, actually, from reading interviews with you guys that vomiting is unlike, say, the vomiting on, say, I don't know, South Park, which is gleeful. You can see that the creators of South Park are like, oh, we're going to get some vomiting in here. Mm-hmm. It's I've read that you guys are almost uncomfortable with the vomiting.
Yeah, I don't like vomiting at all. I don't think it's funny. But when someone's
Then what is its role?
It's when someone's serious and puke. If someone was drunk, like, I want, like, just saying really obscure, you know, like, I love, like, I want to have sex with girls and I'm a dick and, you know, the normal things like drunk say and puke, like, I would just be like, yeah, you deserve it. But someone that's talking about history, a very important thing, and trying to be so serious and then puking is just the reality, is like, you can't be that serious.
It's hard to not keep it in. We've tried it sort of where we tried edits where it wasn't in there, and it feels like, but it happened, and it was right there, and it's one of the most eventful moments of that evening.
And some people don't believe they're drunk.
You're suggesting, Derek, that it's almost like a reality check or a rebuke.
Yeah, just so you know, like yeah. we didn't write this.
Derek Waters and Jeremy Connor are the creator and director, respectively, of Drunk History. There are a number of them on the internet. Two of them, Tesla and Edison, and Douglas and Lincoln, are premiering here at the Sundance Film Festival. They'll be a part of HBO's Funny or Die Presents, which begins airing in February. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on The Sound of Young America. It was so great to have you.
Thank you so much.
That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I have been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our editor in Chicago and the producer and director of our shows at Sundance is Nick White. Our videos were shot by Benjamin Harrison. And by the way, you can check out videos of all of these shows absolutely 100% for free and download them, even if you'd like to, at MaximumFun.org. That's MaximumFun.org. Our special thanks to Eric Bright PR for hosting us at the Sundance Film Festival. They're the ones who gave us the third floor bedroom to record in. If you have thoughts about the show, email me, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at MaximumFun.org. You can check out all our shows and download our free podcasts at MaximumFun.org or just search for The Sound of Young America in iTunes. We'll see you next time right here on The Sound of Young America.
Production of The Sound of Young America is underwritten in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.